The Torah Kedoshah, as it tells us about Kabbalah HaTorah, the pasuk says that Hashem tells us, Hashem says, I'm going to come in the cloud. This pasuk explains the Ramban, teaches us that what was the whole goal of Kabbalah HaTorah, that the goal was that we should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us directly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And that will cause a tremendous madrega, a tremendous level of amuna. As the Ramban explains, the pasuk says, L'vavur nasois eschem ba'alakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah to Klal Yisrael to breathe. It says Ramban, that if in the future Klal Yisrael will find different situations, Baalakim Atah, Kadosh Baruch Hu came at this point, Kadesh Yumayd Malay B'chal Nasayin, that when every situation happens to Klal Yisrael, the point will be that we already recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And once we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, then we'll be able to live our lives as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live our lives. And it's even more interesting, because if we think about it, Klal Yisrael had already seen so many incredible miracles. They had seen Yetzias Mitzrayim, they had seen Kriyas Yamsuf, they had seen the Malkus. But from here we see that to really be able to achieve a proper level of Amunah is not that easy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that even though they had experienced these incredible nisim, they still needed the Kabbalah HaTorah to bring them up even higher and bring them even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring us to a point that we always see HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the time. That was the purpose of Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbalah HaTorah is not to be viewed just as an experience where we receive the Torah. Kabbalah HaTorah has so much more into it. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to realize, to find that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Sefer Charedim, in his Agdama, says there's a mitzvah to say, V'zochartas Hashem Elokecha ki hu anos l'cha koyach las eschayel, that we each have a mitzvah to say, to constantly remember Hashem. As we know, the pasuk says, "Shvisi Hashem on Nagdi Samid," and there's also a mitzvah slice to say that we are forbidden to ever forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the pasuk says, "Hisham Alecha, Pentishkach Hashem Alekecha." These are, and the Charedim says that these are mitzvahs that apply to us all of the time. It's what the Ramar refers to when he begins the Shulchan Aruch, that we all have an obligation of a Shvisi Hashem on Negdi Samid to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in front of us all of the time. And in fact, the Yisoid V'Sherish HaVoid in Shar Aleph Amut Sad Gimel says a most incredible word. He says that every time a Jewish child is born, the reason all of us, not just his parents and his family, but every one of us is supposed to rejoice in the birth of that child, because that child represents another individual who will be a servant of Hashem, of an Eved Hashem, of a person who will be living his life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him. And that is something that should cause tremendous simcha, tremendous enjoyment and rejoicing to every one of us. I recently saw a most interesting episode. There was a boy who went to yeshiva. This boy was an average boy. He was average in his intelligence. He was average in his abilities. He was average in his talents. So when he came to yeshiva, he wanted to shine. He wanted to be able to be noticed. But there was nothing in which he was able to excel. And he became depressed that he's sitting in yeshiva, but he doesn't feel that he's really being recognized as a person, as an individual who really is trying to do the best he can. But it was very interesting that in the neighborhood of that yeshiva where he learned, there was an old age home where there were elderly people who were spending their years in that home, in that residence. And there was a shiur every day on to with those people. There was a maggid shiur, there was a Rebbe who would come and teach them whatever, not very difficult subjects. And he found it very enjoyable to go to that shiur, which he was very able to enjoy. And he was able to interact with those older people who were happy to see a young, fine boy amongst them. And that became part of his daily schedule. One day, one of the elderly individuals came over to him and said, "You know, you're a young man. Why are you spending so much time over here? This is not a place for young people. You have to earn the living a long life to be able to come here. And you haven't done that yet. Why are you spending so much time here?" And this boy said, "Well, where I am in yeshiva, I don't really feel that I am recognized and appreciated. And here, amongst you elderly individuals who are so nice and I'm able to be together with you, I feel that I'm recognized. In yeshiva, I think I'm just a number. I'm not recognized as an individual." As soon as this man heard the reaction of this boy, the man rolled up his sleeve and he showed him that he had a tattoo of the numbers that were tattooed onto his arm as he entered the concentration camps in World War II. He says, "What did the Nazis try to do? What was their intent with putting a number on every one of us?" Of course, the simple understanding is that's how they were able to identify and keep track and control what was going on. They said they had a much deeper intent. Their intent was to reduce us from being individuals to being just a number. And therefore, a Jewish person, any Jew, should never feel himself as just a number. We're not just numbers. We're people with talents. Some have stronger talents, some have weaker talents, but we all are special, and we all have what to contribute, and we're all brought to this world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that very purpose. And actually, this is the concept that I saw Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch Tzitzal explains in understanding the pasuk at the beginning of the Seiros HaDibros. Typically, when somebody wants to use the word I in Lashon Kodesh, the word is Ani Hashem Elokecha, which is a phrase found in the Torah countless times. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the Seiros HaDibros, he doesn't open it up with the words Ani Hashem Elokecha. He opens it up with the words Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? Says Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, what that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing that Anoichi represents a level of closeness which is much more intense than what is indicated when it says Ani Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling every Jew, for as we know, every Jew and every neshama of every Jew stood at Har Sinai, stood at Kabbalah Satira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pronounced Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Every Jew should know that he is dear and special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, no Jew has a right to ever feel that he is just a number. And that's why, as the Yisoid V'Sharish Avodah says, that when a child is born, we recognize that there's one more child here to serve Hashem. And that's why we are so happy, and that is why we rejoice. Because, as I saw, the Degel Machna Ephraim explains the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Beis, Sif Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says, Ashrei Adam Lo Yachshev Hashem. If there's a person who, instead of Ashrei, instead of feeling fortunate that he's able to have the special connection to Hashem, Lo Yachshev Hashem, doesn't think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, then Loi Oven, that is a terrible aveira. The Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim, Shar Gimel, Perek Nun Aleph, he says somebody who constantly is thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, by constantly thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special attention. And the person, the more you connect yourself to Hashem, so too does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu attach himself to you. And that's why we know that many people who truly believe it, that they don't just say it, but they believe, Ein Oid Muvadoi, they completely live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of them all the time. They live with the words of the Ramah that we quoted earlier, as Ramah says, Shvisa Hashem Negdi Samid, having a Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of us all the time, who cloud God the B'tayra B'malas HaTzadikim, it's a very important part of the way Tzadikim live, Ashahochim Fnei Elakim, they live with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ken Yishivosei, Adam V'tunos V'sokov, it's not the same, whatever you do, V'hu L'vada B'beisa, when you're alone, Kishivosei V'tunos V'sokov, V'lfnu Fnei Melkodl, and what you're doing in front of a king. Koshkein, Kishiyas Malibai, certainly when somebody pays attention. Shamelech HaGol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher, Meloi Kol Haaretz Kvaydei, who takes up the entire world, Oymed V'Royim Masov, stands next to us and observes us. B'yad Yigil of Ayir of Achna, B'pachim Hashem Yisbaruch, U'bashtu V'tamid, that's how we will rely on perfect Yiras Hashem. Vashem, the Pasuk says the Taldus Yaakov Yosef. The Pasuk says, Vashem Hoylech Lefneim Yoimim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, as Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they came to a Madrega of Vashem Hoylech Lefneim Yoimim. They always had HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of them. And when you always have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you, then the halacha is that person will have a Kadosh Baruch Hu attached to him. And once we have the Shekhinah HaKadosh attached to us, we will have Bracha and Hatzlacha and Yeshua constantly attached to us.